Okay, let's get it.
Yo, yo, yo. I'm
here,
bro. Episode 81. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page. Hit that subscribe button. So y'all the first. Hit that notification bell and hit that subscribe button. I'm tripping. But anyway, we everywhere you can find your podcast, man. We on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public. Anywhere you can stream a podcast, we there. So go stream us up, man. But we're going to get right into it. A lot of stuff been going on. Y'all know NBA playoffs is going crazy. This might be the craziest playoff I done seen in a long time, bro. Long time. But I just want to start off with the Sixers series, bro. And I just want to know how you feel about, I mean, I could tell you how I feel, but you could go first. But how you feel about us closing out the series tonight? You know, first of all, us giving up that game, that last game, and then, us closing out the series. How you feel about that, bro?
I mean, I'm just happy we got it closed out in five, honestly, bro. It was a good game. I mean, it was a high scoring game, honestly. A lot of people was hitting shots. So, I mean, it was enjoyable to watch, I guess. Ben did his thing. He stepped up like he was supposed to, like we expected him to last game when Embiid went out. And, we just got to keep seeing the same thing until B get back, if he's supposedly coming back, supposedly, allegedly. I don't know.
They were showing footage of him before the game shooting around and all that, and he looked good to me, bro. I don't know, I don't know. Now, I ain't gonna say he looked okay. He didn't look like he was harboring on it. You know what I'm saying? The knee, my knee, dang. He looked okay. So maybe they was just being safe with him, and maybe that's why. Obviously. Slightly tore his meniscus or whatever the case may be. I don't want to say they lying about that, but I want to say maybe it's just not as bad as we really think it is, because Ray brought it to my attention today that he had the same injury when we was playing against the Raptors and all of that. So I mean, he can play through it, obviously. Well, I ain't gonna say obviously, we've seen him in the past play through it. So hopefully he comes back. He's Embiid, and he's not harboring at that knee, and he's not focused on that knee. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not favoring it. Like, so, but yeah, bro. I can't believe
this fan, huh?
Yeah, I can't believe it, bro. I can't even believe we talking about Embiid getting injured again, bro. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy.
It's heartbreaking, honestly. I think we should get past this part of the podcast and get into some other news.
But no, we closed out the series though. That was good, like you said. Ben Simmons, he showed up. He hit some free throws tonight. That's what I was really proud of tonight. Like he hit the free throws. They tried heck of Simmons in the second quarter. Like I think it was like 2 minutes, 3 minutes left or whatever. In the second quarter, they tried the heck of Simmons. He hit a couple of those free throws and they chilled on that. But he came out, got the triple double, man. I wouldn't say he had the game that I wanted him to have, but he had the game that we needed him to have. If I'm gonna just say that, he did enough for us to take care of business tonight. And shout out to Seth Curry. I mean, what else can I say, man? Shout out to Seth.
Seth went crazy.
The Trey ball. He didn't really contribute anywhere. I mean, he got two assists, but he didn't contribute anywhere else, really. But
right.
Shout out to that man. You know what I'm saying?
That wasn't his role tonight.
Sniper.
You get buckets.
Sniper. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
He hit three threes, and he was getting buckets, bro. It wasn't even like it was all coming from the three-point line. You know what I'm saying? He was getting buckets. He was 7 for 7 from the free throw line. So I think he was the star of the night. I think we should celebrate him more than we should. I mean, obviously, Ben Simmons getting a triple-double in the playoffs, we definitely shouldn't sleep on that. But yeah. Seth Curry dropping that 30 ball. If he don't drop that 30 ball, you know what I'm saying? And then, Bias. You know what I'm saying? Tobias. He showed up. Because last game, he had – well, we all know he had to show up at the last game. Like, come on, bro. It's Smith out there. Strapping you, bro.
Bro, if he ain't show up this game, he's about to set APB up.
It was a stretch in that last game where my guy got his shot blocked three, four times in a row. And I'm just watching him bro, what the hell? It's like it was set up so perfect for him to just take over and just destroy the narrative of him not being able to take over and actually being an all-star and him being like a star player. You know what I'm saying? Because right. you had the moment for you. It was on a plate for you, like, and be hurt in the first quarter. All right, bro, now you take over. You showed us something in it. You showed a flash in that first game. You put up the 37 points. Come on, that's what we need right now. You know what I'm saying? And he folded. So, I mean, shout out to him too, though, for coming through tonight. I wanted to say that.
Tyrese Maxey had his quick, you mean? He had his quick little nine, you mean?
Bro, we have.
And then he ended up getting a couple more. He ended with 13.
I think Doc's starting to realize Shake and the Maxey, they gotta swap the minutes. I think he finally realized that tonight. But you know, Shake played seven. Yeah, Shake played 7 minutes and Maxey played 26.
Yeah.
He realizing that, bro, Maxey is a problem, bro.
He is, he's a dog.
Bro, when he got in the game, that yeah, he did shoot 6 for 14 because he's aggressive. I like that, though. You need somebody like that off your bench. That's what Shake was giving us, but I don't know what happened. Like, maybe he got injured, whatever the case may be. Something, I don't know. Maybe his confidence just went low, but.
Something ain't right.
Yeah, something definitely ain't right, but shout out to that guy, Tyrese Maxey, man. He came in quirky. Quirk minds came in, but I think the star of the night definitely was Steph Curry, man.
That was a good team win. And our, I mean, I guess if you want to say it, our big three for the night was Tobias, Simmons, and Steph Curry.
Yeah, I was proud of my guys, man. They showed up.
I mean, to be honest, this is what we're going to need if we're going to win. We're going to need a third person to step up most nights, and we got to make sure that Ben, like, plays like Ben every night.
Yeah, just aggressive. Not we know what he is now. Like, we're not gonna go through that, but just be aggressive, bro.
All I ask for is like 10 to 12 shots a game. I'm happy tonight. He shot 11 times. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
that's good enough. That's
don't
good.
Ask me for that. Don't start asking me for stuff. Let's just chill. Let's just take it. You know what I'm saying? What Doc say, let's just let him. You know what I'm saying? Let's just praise him for what he do. Let's just let him be him. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if he don't realize it at this point, he going to have to go at some point. I feel like we have a great front. I ain't going to say great, but I feel like our front office definitely made an upgrade. So they going to realize what need to be done if he don't show up in these playoffs. Because they realize what we got, man. Everybody know this man is a jump shot away from being the closest thing we've seen to LeBron James. So, I mean, you just leave it at that.
You saying if Ben don't show up, especially now because Embiid hurt, you think they're going to be exploring options next year?
Yeah, the slim options that they have, because the whole league is going to be on notice that this is what Ben Simmons is and this is what Ben Simmons give you. So at the end of the day, I mean, yeah, I feel like we are going to be out there looking for some. I would, but I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not just going to give him away for nothing. But his contract right. and all of that, like, if he don't show up in these playoffs, bro, if he don't show up these next round or two, it's going to get – because he got to show up next round. Come on.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on. We're playing the Hawks. But, bro, as a GM, what would you do? I'm thinking about getting rid of him because it's like he's the problem at this point.
Don't ask me what I would do because
Yeah, I already know what you – yeah, I don't even know why I said that. But, you know, like, at this point, it's like, come on, bro. Like, yeah, we gave you a chance, bro. We gave you a shot. You can't do the Carson Wentz thing where you're trying to get out of town because we start putting other dudes ahead of you and start drafting. Like, bro, we're giving you everything you need. We built a team around you. We got you shooters. Right. We got you. Come on, bro. Like, come on, bro. It's your time. Like, at the end of the day, I ain't.
Don't ask me what I would have did. I would have traded him for Devin Booker a long time ago. We'd have had Devin Booker and CP3.
Yeah, before Devin Booker started going crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? We probably could have got Devin Booker early on, but
they would have had to add more to that trade, too.
Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, like I said, let's just – what he did was what he did. He got his triple-double. I'm going to take his triple-double. We closed out the series.
He played well tonight.
Let's get on to the next series. I ain't going to bash my man tonight. He did his thing. Shout out to Ben Simmons, too. But I'm just saying, it wasn't about him tonight. I want to praise Steph Curry a little bit more tonight. But
Right. That was a good triple-double, though, and a victory.
Yes, sir. I mean, and he always stripes shit, so –
Right.
We know what he do. I want him to win defensive player of the year, but I don't. Because I don't want him to get cocky.
If he come in second, I'm done talking about Ben Simmons.
Yeah, because that's a rabbit hole, bro. That's too a rabbit much
potential
hole
to talk about. We'd be sitting here talking about potential for days.
For sure.
But yeah, since we're talking about what happened tonight, the Hawks closed out the Knicks tonight. I mean, that was another gentleman's sweep, 4-1. I mean, on the Knicks floor too. That's a hurt piece, but you got a lot of young players. You got a lot of young stars that's there. They got to figure it out. This is what they need, for real, for real. They need that humbling experience. Because for real, they overachieved this season. I don't think nobody had them.
But three out of the five games on your floor, though, bro. Hey. Three out of the five games on your floor, bro.
Hey, that's what happens.
Ah. They fought to get that fourth spot, bro.
Hey.
Ah. That's what you do with it? But go ahead. I'm going to let you finish.
Hey, that's what happens. They overachieved this year, though, for that fourth spot. They overachieved. I don't think anybody had them as the fourth seed. A lot of people probably didn't even really have them in the playoffs. If they did, it was like eighth, seventh, somewhere around there. Sure. But I think they had a great season. So I do want to give them any flowers. Julius won most improved. Barrett got better. Quickly is different.
Overrated.
Who, RJ?
Overrated.
Why he overrated?
You see what Zion do. You see what Ja do. You see what Ja is doing in the playoffs. You see what these guys do. If Zion had the ability, you know what he would be doing in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And then the third pick in the NBA draft, RJ, what is he doing, bro? Overrated. Like I said, I laid it out for y'all. I told y'all, if anybody listened to us, if anybody was listening to me, I told y'all, overrated. Overrated as a third pick. Nobody wanted to listen to me. Even bro, he still think I'm tripping.
He's a solid player. I do think you tripping.
He's a solid role player. Yup.
He's in his second year, bro. He averaged, what, 17, 18?
What year is Zion?
Second.
What year is Zion in?
Second.
Okay.
What Ja average?
That's not an excuse.
What Ja average?
Not sure right offhand.
I know Zion was getting buckets, but what Ja average? I just want to take a peek.
Let's look at this.
Yeah, let's look at it. Let's compare the stats a little bit. He averaged 19. Okay. So he averaged 19. And RJ averaged what, 17?
You know what you started this? You know, you sound like Skip. Start bringing up stats. I don't care what they average. I said, what is they doing? What is Ja doing in a series where he's clearly overmatched? He clearly overmatched. Been overmatched from the start. What's Ja been doing? All right. Now, listen to me. RJ Barrett is in a series where everything been even. Even you know this, because Vegas even know. Every game been what? Damn near even. You betting, you ain't making no money betting on either team. Basically, you know what I'm saying? It was a more even series. Ja got a first game and they crib. Like, you know what I'm saying? Every game been close. Against the best team in the NBA. And look at what RJ Barrett is doing. Only going left. Shooting like 30%.
Right.
Like only going left, bro. I don't know if you've been watching, bro. Only going. That's why Julius Randle gets capped too. I think Stephen A was talking about this. Stephen A said the same. Bro, it's funny because, like, bro, you see these dudes, like, it'd be like, yo, they just, all right. It work in the regular season because dudes not going on hard. Mm-hmm. You're not playing against the best in the league, basically. You know what I'm saying? Every night. You are. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You still are playing against
the best. I hear everything you're saying, but, like, RJ's nice, bro. You got to relax.
He's overrated? As a third pick.
So who was supposed to go third before him?
Listen, I wouldn't even say that. Let me stop saying he's overrated, because nobody even talks about this guy. He's trash. Listen, I'm gonna just say this: he's cheese butt. I'll say it. He's cheese butt, bro. He wasn't worth He wasn't worthy of the third pick. Let me rephrase all of this. He isn't worthy. He wasn't worthy of the third pick. That's what I'm going to say. Don't sit here and be like, well, who was? Give me a second. Next episode, I'm going to tell you who was. I'm going to tell you who I would have took. I don't have it. I don't have it on it. I don't have it right with me. But I'm going to tell you who I think should have been above him.
He's so cool. Nah. All right, man.
He's not going to be good. But we can get off of that. We can get off of that.
Dudes get up here and tell me RJ not worth the third pick. But then they get up here and praise Jabari Parker.
It's a whole different ball game, though. That's a whole different ball game. It was a whole different league when Jabari came in. When Jabari, like, it was different. When Jabari came in, what do you?
He's not rated as the third pick, bro.
Do you remember when Jabari came in?
Do I remember when Jabari came in?
Yeah. The hype on him and all that. Do you remember what he was doing and all that?
Yeah. Him and Wiggins was allegedly supposed to be the next LeBron's or something like that.
But I'm saying, he was hooping, though. Was he not?
Yeah, he was hooping. He was
hooping. All right.
Wiggins didn't look crazy to me, but Jabari did look like he was hooping.
Who looked better? Jabari looked better than Wiggins, right?
Jabari looked better than Wiggins.
Okay. What happened to Jabari? He got injured, bro. Stop it. RJ Barrett been healthy all season, bro. Stop it. We not talking like that. We not even going to compare it. We
talking about worthy of picks. You talking about worthy of picks.
So that's the fact that Jabari is still in the league, still trying to do his thing, and still a bucket. Was a pivotal piece with the Celtics.
That's a hurt piece.
Was you watching the games, bro? He was getting to a bucket in the Celtics series, bro.
Right after you talked about him, he started cooking. Yep.
Thank you. So that's worthy. He was worthy of the pick that he was taking. He was worthy. With all the injuries, all the stuff that he'd been through, he's still getting to a bucket. Now, RJ Barrett, yes, his second season. He can still be something. All I'm saying to you is, as right now, I'm talking about what I see right now. I see Zion and I see Ja. They look crazy. They look like they next level. The difference is they're superstars. And he has the potential to be potentially an all-star. Cool. That's what I'm going to say.
RJ?
Yeah, he could possibly be an all-star.
That's interesting. Because, you know, I love Ja.
Possibly.
I love Ja right along with you. But I actually hear a lot of people say he's overrated. That's the funny part. But, I mean,
We're not getting into this.
I just was throwing that out there. I'm saying he's overrated. I love Ja, like I said, but I do hear a lot of people say he's overrated.
Shout out to Brodo, man. He about to get out of here tonight, man.
Yeah, definitely. But he has been cooking.
They got that first game, bro, and I was so proud of him and so proud of them young boys, man. Dylan Brooks, they had a hell of a season. If they was healthy, I think it would have been a different series because Brandon Clark, Jaren Jackson, not healthy, and I forgot who else. I think Justin Winslow.
Justice Winslow and Brandon Clark, I think it is.
Yeah, no, but Jaren Jackson isn't healthy, though, bro. He's playing, but he's not healthy, bro. Like, come on. But, I like young boy. Young boy Jaren Jackson is like that, bro. He's tough. He was injured. I feel like he came back a little bit too fast. He ain't got his rhythm and all of that. Come back in the playoffs is too intense. Like, you know what I'm saying? To come back off an injury that you ain't really played all season. I think he only played like 12 games, something like that. If I'm not mistaken.
Goddamn threes. He was a shooter.
But bro, you need your rhythm as a shooter, bro. We all knew that.
Get in the gym. Should have been in the gym the whole time. It's like, nah, I'm fucking with him. But
no, that's real though.
I do like his game. I definitely agree with you, bro. He's gonna be a tough piece for them and Brandon Clark, like you said.
Justice Winslow too, bro. Everybody forgetting he was damn near about to be their point guard before Justin.
They have too many players.
I don't think so, because at the end of the day,
a few pieces.
Why you feel like they're gonna have too many? They got Desmond Bane, they got Grayson. Okay, yeah. And then when Justice Desmond Winslow Bane, come back, Grayson Justin Island, Winslow could go though. Brandon he could go.
Carter. I mean, obviously you got to keep Valanciunas down there. Jaren Jackson.
They got shit, but do you? Shit, God damn.
You gotta keep Valanciunas.
Shit, yeah.
Who you put down there, Brandon Clark?
I don't know. I'm just talking, but yeah.
I was watching. My fault. Not the game tonight, but the last game I was watching. Jaren Jackson got a good amount of minutes at center when I was watching. He was actually playing good defense, like on Rudy Gobert. I'm like, oh, all right. I mean, it is Rudy Gobert. He's not known for his offensive game, but it's right. Still, like, he's much bigger than him. You would think he would be punishing him no matter. Right. Like, you're not going to put no little guy on me. I don't care if I'm not known for offense.
That's for real.
But, yeah, I mean, they got a lot of pieces, bro. But they about to go fishing tonight. And, I mean, it has to be that way. It has to be a winner and a loser. And
sorry.
You know, Ja got to get up out of here. And maybe Zion could join us in the playoffs next year. I hope so. Him and my man Ingram.
That's what I'm saying, though. But, man, like, bro, like,
I need them.
I'm not getting back to the RJ Barrett thing.
I'm
but
not even
Ja,
talking
bro.
About RJ no more.
No. I'm just saying, though. But, Ja, bro, like, for the fact that last year they was supposed to get – they had the eighth spot. Everybody forget that. Memphis had the eighth spot. And then they tried – they started that little dumb play and stuff. They were supposed to have the eighth spot. Like, that wasn't fair, honestly. If you want to be real, but if you're a hooper, hoop. That's all right. Like, that's how you got to look at it at the end of the day. But I'm talking about, like, if you really want to talk about it, it wasn't fair. They had that eighth spot. They were in the playoffs. Them other teams didn't have a chance. They weren't going to catch them. And right. Memphis was one of the hottest teams. So I wouldn't say the hottest teams, but they were.
It was the Suns was the hottest, but Memphis.
They were winning. They were winning too.
Memphis was like second or third hottest team in the bubble.
Exactly. Well, I'm not even talking about the bubble. I'm talking about before the bubble.
Yeah.
Before I'm talking about why they had the eighth spot. They had the eighth spot because they was going crazy. And then it got canceled. And then the bubble happened. And then, you know what I'm saying? They tried to keep it going. And then the Suns got it going. And but Memphis was had it going when the regular season before Corona.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
before it really hit.
Yeah. So I mean, shout out to them boys, man. I could just leave it at that. Shout out to them boys. Shout out to Ja, man. Great season, man. I'll see you in the playoffs next year, man. My new favorite player when Bron retired, which I think is almost done because he's about to get out of here, which we can go right into that. Because Bron is about to, we can get right into that. I mean, like I said, shout out to Ja. He's my new favorite player when Bron retired because Bron is about to be done. Bron is about to be done. As a Bron fan, I want you to take this first because I feel like I'm going to spill. And I want you to get out what you got to say about how you feel about this series first, bro, because, yeah, you know how I feel. And I, yeah. It's sad. Like, I ain't gonna lie, it's low key sad for me to watch because I'm watching my guy, you know what I'm saying, get old and not be able to do it no more. But yeah, how you feel about the Lakers getting cooked by 30 that last game, bro?
It's funny, but I mean, all right, so. It was funny to watch. I mean, they got murked for real. But, like, I don't know. I'm still not counting LeBron out. He come back and win a game six. Like, it doesn't look probable with or without AD. But I'm not counting LeBron out, bro. I mean, all it takes is for two of his shooters to get hot, and it's a totally different game. If he can space the floor out and he gets to the rim, then it's totally different. Like, all it takes is a few things and he can win a game. So I'm not counting them out, but it looks bad, bro. It looked really bad. It looked like they about to go home.
He about to lose his first.
Yeah.
He about to get out in the first round for the first time in his career, bro. That's crazy.
And it's looking bad. It's looking bad, bro. Like, I don't even know. I mean, I know they saying Anthony Davis might play tomorrow, but I don't know, bro. With or without him.
Like, should he?
I don't know.
Because what is he going to be?
Right. And we seen y'all lose games with and without him in this series. So it don't really make a difference to me at this point. But I mean, we gonna see, man. Brown gotta it's not all on Brown, but Brown gotta figure out a way to get Drummond a little more involved in the pick and roll, and Drummond gotta figure out a way to get himself a little more involved in the pick and roll.
Bro, honestly, bro, I don't even think it's on any of them guys, bro. I think it's just on the shooters, like you said, bro.
It is.
It's on the shooters,
you gotta,
bro.
You got to give them something underneath, too, bro.
Bro, stop it. Because in game, what was that? Game 2 and 3. They killed them in the paint, bro. We know they can do that. That's not, like, that's not a thing. We know they can dominate them in the paint, bro. They just had an off game. The energy wasn't there. They shooters gotta shoot, bro. I don't care what you talking about.
Of course,
they gotta hit them open shots, bro. I don't give a hell what's going on in the game, bro. Hit an open shot. You an NBA player, bro. Hit the open shot.
That's a fact. But I'm saying though, you gotta have an attack from both angles. The shooters definitely gotta hit shots, but that goes without saying, bro. Shooters shoot. You got to hit shots, and that's another thing. They can't get hesitant and start not wanting to shoot no more. I'm cool off that. Your shooters got to keep shooting. I don't care if you miss the next one going in. Right. If you a shooter, you got to keep shooting. So that's another thing, too. Like, Brian had to come out and start shooting in the second half the other day. For real. A lot of his points in the second half came off threes.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
He turned up in that third quarter.
Exactly. The shooters got to shoot, bro. Like, just like you said, but I think they got to give him something underneath, too. I know with AD out, it's a little bit difficult, but Drummond could give you 12 to 15 points and 12 to 15 rebounds every night. He should be able to.
I think he had, like, 13. But what I will say to add to what you just said, Brian does have to put his head down and get those points in the paint. So I will add that to what you're saying, though. Like, yeah, that you are right with that. Brian got to put his head down. Brian
really could get an easy 20, bro.
Yeah, he played a bad game. Let's just be real, bro. Like, Brown played a bad game, bro. Regardless of the stats, we know LeBron can get 24. LeBron can get 30 in his sleep, bro. Like, everybody knows this, bro. If you watch basketball, you know LeBron can get 30 in his sleep. He put his head down, go to the bucket every time. LeBron can get 30 any given night. He can get 30 by halftime every fucking game. Right. He played a bad game, bro. He played a bad game. That's just what it was. He didn't put his head down. He didn't lead by example. And that's just what it was.
Oh, my fault, bro. And before you go on your whole spiel, I'm going to hand it right over to you after this.
I'm cool. Point. I'm just saying that.
After this last point, it's all you. I'm done. I'm really done. All right, hold on. I actually got two last points. My first one is Schroeder been playing terrible the last two games, especially the last game. Oh, my God. He played horrible. And then my second point is earlier this year, we was on here saying – What if AD come back and he not fully healthy? What if it's not something? What if it's something that's not 100% right? And I'm not saying it was specifically that, but seems like a lot of nagging, lingering injuries is coming along now. So I'm just throwing it out there. He could play game 6 for real though. That would give them a better chance to win, obviously. Having your second best player on the floor, and he really been your number one scoring option most of this playoffs, for real. Or that's what he's trying. That's what Brian trying to make him be. So,
right.
I mean, I hope he can play game 6. But yeah, we said that earlier this year, bro. I know we was on here saying I don't even remember what episode, and I remember that.
We for sure said that. Now that you say it, I remember that. I remember it. Right. Like, we definitely said that. And I was like, we already know AD been injury prone his whole career. The Lakers got lucky last year.
What do you call them, street clothes?
Bro, chill. I can't laugh right now because I'm gonna be coughing for a minute. Just chill, bro. Chill.
Street clothes.
Bro, that is the that's probably the funniest. That's one of the funniest things I ever heard, bro. Like, deadass, bro. Like, deadass. Bro, that's low key. That's his name now, bro. Like, that's stamped now. That's stamped, bro. That's stamped. That is stamped. AD Street Clothes.
Anthony Street Clothes Davis.
Yeah, there you go. Anthony Street Clothes Davis. There you go, man. Oh, he my. But yeah, bro. Like you said, we talked about it. But no, I mean, like you said, bro, we talked about this, man. We talked about AD and we talked about AD folding on Bron, and that's why he needed help. Bron knew he needed another piece. That's why he was trying to get Kawhi. And everybody, oh, you trying to dream team. You trying to. That's why the Nets got Kyrie, Harden, and KD. Because you know something might happen, and then you're going to need that other guy. Like, you're going to. Because you're not going to be able to win by yourself. That's just what the league is now. I don't want it to be like this. I want it to be more competitive, but that's just what it is. You're not going to win.
Right.
We talked about it. So, I mean, bro, as a LeBron fan, bro, it's just hurtful. Like I was saying, bro, it's like because you watching it happen to him again. Like, again. He's so unlucky with this. Like, it's like, damn, man. I never watched a guy treat the game with so much respect, and then the basketball guys just don't favor him, bro. I just never seen it, bro. He never disrespects the game, bro. If he's available, he's out there. He gives it his all. He might not have the dog in him that everybody want in him, but he got dog in him, bro. He wouldn't be the GOAT if he wasn't. You know what I'm saying? And I'm probably saying he ain't the GOAT, but you talking about him possibly being the GOAT, so that means something. So it's just like, I don't know, man. It's just like I'm watching my guy, man. Like, it's done. It's almost over, man. And it's like, damn. He can't do it no more. I'm watching him, bro. Like, he looked bad, man. He just looked bad. I put that game on his shoulders. I got to, because if they would have won, I would have went crazy about LeBron. So, I can't sit here and be fake, bro. Like, he looked like he was showing his age and just his frustration as a, I don't know, bro. It just was bad, bro. I didn't like any of it, bro, because I felt like he wasn't good as a leader. And one thing I always loved about LeBron his entire career, I always felt like even in his losses, he was a great leader. And I didn't feel that. I didn't feel that in that blowout, bro. He left the floor, bro.
Yeah,
he was
crazy.
He was like one of these young, emotional young boys that, if I'm saying that he had a mind, like, I don't know. Like, I was about to go down the whole rabbit hole, but let me not go there. But but like, he just was like acting like one of these young bulls, man, all emotional, bro. Why would you leave the floor, bro? Like, Bron, you don't do that, bro. Like, we don't do that, bro. You've been in the finals, bro, and you ain't leave no damn floor. And like, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, we don't do that, bro. Like, but
nah, he gotta relax.
Yeah, I was a little bit disappointed in LeBron's leadership. And it, like, that's why I'm really putting it on him. I wouldn't even say his game so much all the way, but because he did try to set the tone early, but he didn't succeed. And I was like disappointed in him, bro. Like, it's because I felt like if he would have had them boys turned up, he had AD on the bench trying to turn niggas up. Like, bro, you're not even on the floor, right, bro. You can only turn us up for so much, bro. Like, right, shut up, bro. Because if you would have been out,
at some point, niggas not listening no more.
Bro, come on, bro. We all been there. Like, you looking at a nigga like, bro, shut up, bro. Like, if you was here, nigga, yeah, we know we'd have been snapping. Yeah, we know we better than them when you here, but you ain't here. So shut up, bro. You can't help us. Like, what the fuck? Like,
LeBron just old now, bro.
I now know. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's sad.
He's human.
That's why it's sad, bro. That's what I'm saying to you. As a LeBron fan, you're watching your favorite player, I ain't gonna say disintegrate. That was about to be crazy. You watching your favorite player just go downhill, like, and it's because of injuries, not because of anything else. I think it's just because of his injuries and just God. And it's just like, this is just life. You know, it's just gonna happen. We knew it was gonna happen eventually, but as a Bron fan, you just look at him like he's Superman. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, me personally, I look at the nigga like he's Superman. Like, that nigga, he could never get hurt. He could never, but. Yeah,
but shit, it's happening. It is, man. It is. It's over. It is trash to see. Hopefully, I mean,
to end my statement, it's over, bro.
It's over.
It's over. It's going seven games, but it's over. I think. It's hard for me to say this shit as a Bron fan, bro. It's really hard, but
it's going.
I I kind of believe, no, I ain't no kind of. I believe that LeBron going to lose this series. He's going to lose his first series
in the first round
in seven games. I think he's going to go seven games now. But I think he's going to finally, like, he's going to lose this one. And it's going to be because he can't do it anymore. Simply because of that. Either AD's not there and AD not being AD, or he cannot carry a team anymore. He can't. Like, I'm not even going to try to be fake right now. I ain't going to say he can't. I don't think he can. That's what I'm going to say. I don't think he can.
I think he really just a point guard now. He's not about to just be flying around all like that no more. Like, he eventually is going to catch up with you. He's been running around doing that for 17 years, bro. Like,
yeah, we keep telling him to put his head down.
17 years pro, but more than that, he's been running around doing that same shit. So eventually he's going to slow down. I mean, it sucks to watch, but it happens to all the players. We've watched worse. We watched, rest in peace, Kobe, but we watched him tear his Achilles and then, come back and finish off his season with his farewell tour. So
it's just scary, though, bro. LeBron is shooting, I think they said, like, 60 or – I think they said that. No, 40% of his shots is coming from the three-point line. Like, you, it's like you slowly starting to see him, like, starting to shoot more. Like, you see, like, everybody, like, yo, put your head down, Brian, go to the cup. Like, damn, maybe he really can't no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it got to the point where it's like, yo, I can't do that every night. Like, I really can't. Like, y'all understand, bro. Like, I'm taxing my body every night. And we know he get fucked up every night. He don't get fouls when he's supposed to.
He don't get as many calls as he should. Sometimes he get too many too, though. So I think it balances out.
No, it don't. It does. But I appreciate you saying your first statement, but not the second one.
I hear you. That's cool.
Just because he's bigger than everybody and stronger and faster than everybody don't mean he don't get fouled. That's all I gotta say.
I mean, that's true too. I agree with you there.
That shit's not fair. Y'all literally are saying, because if you're too athletic, you can't get fouled. That's what they say. Zion. I ain't even talking about just Bron. Zion. They're literally saying, if you're too athletic, you're too strong, you're too fast, you're not getting fouled. You're supposed to make that. Like, what? What? I'm just faster than him, but he still fouled me, bro. Yeah, and won. Like, I made the bucket, but he smacked my hand. Right. Dang, last night, we hit the joint instead of the second OT. He got fouled. Like, but that was a little different. He just a shooter. But it just be like, hey, I don't understand, man.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, I don't know. It'd be funny the way games be officiated to me, honestly. I'd be laughing at it some games. Some games be horrible. But
we might as well get right into that.
Before we do that, bro, I think we gotta say that one for last. Then we gotta talk about the Celtics and the Nets real quick. Because we can get that out the way.
What's to talk about? It's
not much to talk about, but we still gotta. I mean, they moved on 4-1. Tatum.
Not healthy, but he was giving them everything he had, bro.
Tatum needs a bucket. What'd he give you, 50 and then 40 the next game? I mean,
Shout out to that boy.
He's a bucket. He needs some help out there. Kemba old and looking real different.
I think Kimba's done as being a
he played all right, though. Yeah, he played all right, but I mean, I don't know. He not old Kemba no more. And that saddens me, like you was talking about Brian, because Kemba was my guy. Still is my guy. But it don't be looking the same no more for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I just wanted to, you know, touch on it real quick. Kyrie stepped on the Celtics logo. Everybody talking about that craziness. I mean, yeah, it is what it is. He stepped on the logo. He had beef with the team and different stuff like that. He stepped on the logo. It's a logo. Ah.
It's the playoffs, man. I don't give a fuck about that, man. Disrespect the nigga. We see people do it in the NFL all the time, man. Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? They the ops. Fuck them.
Do worse stuff in the NBA. Y'all want to be talking about him stepping on the logo when people was getting spit on and all types of stuff thrown at him and different stuff like that in these same arenas that y'all mad that he stepped on a logo?
That game, they threw the damn bottle at him. So, I mean, right, but right. That ain't nothing either, though, but a little bottle, though. I just think everybody's sensitive, but y'all don't want to hear my perspective.
Because the bottle is not even that bad either. I agree with you.
Yeah, like, you know,
I feel like that's regular. I feel like.
Yeah, but to other people, it's assault. So, you know.
I mean, it's a PC era now, but I feel like that's kind of like. I feel like that's something you would wear as a badge of honor back in the day. If you walking out somebody's gym and you got the fans so mad they throwing something at you.
Yeah, I mean,
I cooked y'all.
Yeah, it's just.
I had you so mad that you wanted to throw something at me at the end of the game.
Soft, bro. Like, it's soft, bro. These fans going crazy, bro. Running on the court, spitting on people.
Somebody
gonna
get hurt. People need to stop.
But I ain't even trying to get into that because that's just where people they've been in the house too long and now they got the chance to be out and they showing their ass. That's all that is. That's what people need to understand. Everybody losing their shit. Oh, what's going on with the fans? Ain't nothing going on. Relax.
Tell the fans to relax too.
It's just people. It's just people been cooped up in the fucking house, cooped up in the crib. They've been around the same damn people all the time. Yep. Now they out and about. They get the chance to be social. They're getting drunk and they're fucking losing their damn mind. That's what's going on right now. It's going to calm down. It's going to relax. Everybody going to get back to what's going on. But that's what's been going on with the fans. That's my perspective on it. Like, don't even overhype. I don't even know why they overhype stuff like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because we know what it is. Like, people just showing their ass because they've been cooped up in the damn house. Like,
right. You've been cooped up. Got everybody going crazy pretty much.
Yeah, like you ain't been able to go to a game in a year, 2 years. You all right? Yeah, I'm going to the game. I'm drunk as hell. You might be out your damn mind. You know what? Let's run out to the car. Y'all praise other people. Y'all praise people when they got y'all. They on SportsCenter. Like they be laughing at it. They used to laugh at it before the pandemic. So like, come right. on. Like, let's not. Let's not.
That's what I'm saying. Like that used to be. I don't know. I feel like that was a badge of honor, bro.
Yeah, but the throwing. Yeah, but the throwing stuff, that's turkey, though.
The spit is crazy.
And the spit?
That's crazy.
Whoa. That different.
That's crazy.
That man.
That's all I'm going to say about that one. That's crazy.
Yeah, he spit on that man. I said, whoa.
But yeah, shout out to the Nets for moving on, I guess. We'll see them versus the Bucks. I think that's going to
be that thing gonna be crazy. That series gonna be crazy. Yo, that series going 7 games. You wanna bet on it?
Me too. Nah, I think bet on it. 7-2.
Oh, all right.
Who you got winning? You got the Nets winning?
I got the Nets. Oh, of course.
I'm not. I'm not betting on Giannis, but I think they got enough to win.
Don't call that man Giannis no more. That man name is Giannis. Giannis.
My God.
You don't pronounce it like that. It's Giannis, my brother.
Giannis. That's
not. He said Giannis, Bonis, Finest, Bucks and six. Bucks and seven.
I'm messing with Giannis though, just because he will actually attempt the shots. So I'm cool with that. I need to see what he's gonna do when somebody figure out how to bring that wall against him again though. Because I feel like somebody gonna figure.
He gonna
out
shoot the shot. Again. That's why I love that man.
Yeah. That's true. But we got to see if it's going to fall. That's the difference. You still got to hit him.
The last time the Nets tried him, he hit 5 threes.
I know. That was my other point. He cooked the Nets this season. KD cooked them too.
Without Harden. Let's bring that up, though.
That's true, too.
It's gonna every
be
time.
Very, it's going to be every, a very interesting series.
They've never played each other healthy.
Gonna be very interesting. They still not playing each other healthy because
I'm starting to think that the Nets low key was letting Giannis get off like that to throw him off in the playoffs because they already knew they was going to probably have to run through them or the Sixers in the playoffs. What you think about that? Because I think they not to say all right, let's let him cook us, but
right,
let's like yo, let's see how he gonna live. Like let's you know what I'm saying, let's play like we giving them our all, but. You know what I'm saying? We ain't really giving our let's let them win. Give them false confidence. Because the Nets been giving people false confidence all year. They've been taking their games off, getting it, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't like it's something that I'm saying that's outlandish.
Right.
So
it's not just something random, because they definitely been taking games off and different stuff like that. It's some of them games they've been winning too. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that'd be crazy. I think that would actually be a good strategy. And then you could throw him off, and now if you're playing him a whole different way, which is obvious you want to play him a whole different way anyway because it's the playoffs, but I get what you're saying too.
He just got to be smart enough as a player to know, like, goddamn, that was the regular season. This is the playoffs. Right. It's going to be a totally different thing, which I know Giannis is. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just bringing up a little dumb narrative, you know.
And all I right. think, I don't know. If he give KD a reason to get mad, it might get different. KD out there scoring 40 while he happy.
No, please don't get him mad. Like, if they do whoever. 40 while I'm about happy. To say, they better chill. Don't get that man mad.
He might give you 75 in the playoffs.
He leading the playoffs and scoring happy. Don't get him mad. Don't give him no nothing. Nah, chill on that, man. Chill. But no, I don't want nobody to get him mad too.
Off season and then cook everybody in the playoffs.
I don't want nobody to get him mad too, bro, because I don't want him to re-aggravate no injuries, bro. I want him to stay calm and stay cool and collective like he been, bro. The game ain't the same without KD. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no KD fan, but KD, I respect him and I love his game. You know what I'm saying? As a basketball fan, he has a beautiful game like to watch. Like, you know what I'm saying? You cannot watch a KD game and be like, not see it and be like in awe. Like, that dude is different. But I don't want him to be aggressive to the point where he going crazy. You got Kyrie and James Harden. Let them go crazy. You came off of Achilles, bro. We didn't think you was going to be the same. Just right. Chill, bro. Like, as far as being healthy, like, I want KD to be healthy, bro. Like, as far as everything else, like, and I ain't saying because I got money on none of that shit. I'm just literally talking about him as a basketball player. I want him to be healthy. It's good for the league and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? The league without KD is going a little weird. You know what I'm saying? So,
right. Let Harden and Kyrie do all the crazy shit.
Yeah, bro. Don't be too aggressive. Don't be overly aggressive. You can score 30 just shooting 10 shots a night, 12 shots a night. You know what I'm saying? Don't overdo it. You know what I'm saying? But he might have to, because you never know how Kyrie and James Harden going to get. But I don't want him to get injured. He's going to
have to shoot the ball regardless. I like what he's doing. I get what you're saying, though, bro. It's just like, it's not even about how many shots you take. It's about the shots that you're making yourself take. Don't go too crazy. Right. Don't be
like flying in the air, falling like he did, and falling like he did. Like, bro, relax, bro. You don't need to crank on nobody. Stop it. Like, relax. You done cranked on plenty of body people's. We done seen you do that. You got plenty of posters. Chill, bro. We don't need that. I just seen a joint today. I forgot when he jumped over Tim Hardaway Jr. I forgot he literally cleared that. He cleared him. He cleared him. Like, so I'm like, yo, KD, chill, bro. You don't need to do all of that, bro.
We just need you to relax and stay healthy. Certain stuff we don't need you to do. You can get a bucket anyway on the court. You don't need to be doing all that extra shit, bro.
That's what we need to preach today. That guy, the jersey behind you, that jersey that said behind you, that's what we need to preach to him.
Oh, I've been saying that, and B one of the best floppers in the league.
Spy, man. I ain't even talking about him flopping, bro. He didn't even flop on that. He just was going too fast to the bucket. Oh, like, no, chill, not that bro. Time. Bro. Why you going so hard to the bucket like that? Like, it's a close. It was a close game. It was the beginning. It was the first quarter. But still, bro, like, you don't got to go that hard like that, bro. Like, chill.
Yeah, he just was doing too much.
Torn meniscus, man. I'm sick, bro. But yeah,
We got one more series to talk about, bro, and that's Portland and the Nuggets. I don't even know where to start with this. That game last night was crazy. I guess it's only one place to start. You could go ahead. It's only one place to start, bro. Dame,
I didn't know what to say. He not from here? He an alien?
Bro.
That's probably the greatest performance I've ever seen in my life.
Earth 3.
Bro, I don't know, bro. I don't know what you want me to say. He was efficient.
He just different.
He was dishing the rock. He probably could have had 15, 16 assists if people actually hit wide open shots. He could have had like 50 and like 16, 17 assists.
And they ruined this amazing game from him.
With the Okay, I know what I'm gonna say. CJ. Hey, Norman Powell. Hey, Robert Covington. How about you help a guy out? Help him. Me personally, as the person I am, watching my guy go out there and give his all going crazy like that, like that's going to motivate me. Like, bro, that would drive me crazy. I'd be like, yo, he had people from the other team,
right?
The opposing team, the opposing fans, and all.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So, how?
Different.
How you next to this man in battle?
He different.
And you don't like you know why I got you. I got you. Now I understand. Oh, maybe they cold or maybe they that. But no, I don't. Because he was dishing a rock. He scored 50 and was dishing the rock. Now, some of the assists that I'm talking about was in OT and double OT, but that's still part of the game. He was dishing the rock to wide open guys that are shooters.
Facts.
It was sad to watch as a Dame fan, bro. That was sad to watch as a Dame fan. He deserved that game. He deserved this series. He deserves to go back to his home and finish it out on his floor after what he just did. He deserves that. But you know what? His squad, I guess they feel otherwise. So that's what I have to say about that game.
Yeah.
Joker showed why he was the MVP. He showed why he's the MVP. And Dame just showed once again, that he needs help. It's crazy. It's sad. And it's like, as a Dame fan, you want him to leave, but you know he too thorough for all that.
And his help never show up at the right time, it seemed like.
Oh, my God. They go get Norman Powell. We hype Norman Powell up. Norman Powell is having the season of his life. He's having a career year.
Right.
And he can't hit wide open shots. Robert Covington, I know who he is. Portland fans, y'all might not know who he is, but I know who he is, so I ain't surprised by what he's doing. Like, that's Robert Covington.
The missed dunk.
Bro, I talked about this like 4 episodes ago when I said he shoot the 3 better than he drives to the bucket. And you laughed at me and told me I gotta chill. But that's a story for another day. But Robert Covington, we know what he do. CJ, come on, bro. Melo, I know, whoa, but come on, y'all.
They supposed to be the people that's supposed to be the people that help Dame take it over the top, for real. CJ, Melo.
He vouched for Melo. Got Melo on the squad. God said, I don't know why he. Dame is just a thoroughest, bro. He deserves better. That's just all I got to say. I'm gonna leave it at that.
They gonna Dame, get it though, because they winning in 7.
Dame deserves better.
They winning in 7. It's Dame time.
I hope they do, bro. It's always Dame time. God damn it. It's always Dame time in this series. He ain't got no help. Crazy, he ain't got no help in this series.
He's out there just doing whatever he wanted to do, bro. And it's a damn shame if they lost that game, like you said. But he was out there doing whatever he wanted to do whenever he wanted to do it.
I just want to say this, though. He should have won the game.
He should have.
That 3 and double to send it to double OT, he got fouled, bro. Nobody going to talk about that shit. Bro, he got fouled on that shot, bro. That's why his release and his I don't know if you see how obviously he was doing a step back and all that.
Right.
That man hit his hand. And because Dame is so thorough and he's not a fucking drama queen and he's not an actor like the whole goddamn NBA. And that's why sometimes it'd be like, damn, man, that thoroughness get you sometimes. Cause it's like, you don't get them opportunities because you too real. You feel what I'm saying? Right. But you gotta stay sturdy and you gotta stand on it. But I said, God damn, if he would have just flopped and fell down like all these motherfuckers do when when people touch their hand, they fall. But you know what Dame was worried about? Getting the fuck bucket. Back on defense. Right. He was getting the fuck back on defense. He was trying to get that bucket and get back on defense. And it's crazy, man. He would have won that game. He should have had a four-point play and should have been had the ability to win that game. I ain't going to say they would have because Denver could have had the, you know, they still could have hit the last shot. But
right, facts. But
he should have won that game, man.
I get what you're saying. I mean, that's tough, bro. I mean, I feel for him, but I still think they're going to win in seven. I don't think I mean, Denver does have enough, but I don't know how many consistent games you're going to get out of Michael Porter Jr. scoring. It's not looking too good this series, I guess. Hasn't been anyway. And who was that? Monty Morris gave him like 30 the other night. I don't know about Monty Morris giving you 30 every night either. So
what I won't take on this podcast, because my name is on this, John, too, just like your name.
What'd you say?
We will never talk bad on Michael Porter Jr. That's my Yimbo.
Oh, no, that's my Yimbo, too. But he ain't
there will be no Michael Porter Jr. slander.
He not playing good this series, bro.
What are you talking about? He just had 28 and 9, like 6 last game. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? My Yimbo is a bucket. What are you talking about? I'm confused. What are you talking about?
So
elaborate on what you're saying. Like, what's his stats this year?
He had 28 and something the one night. That mean that he been frying the whole series?
I didn't say he been frying. I just said there would be no slander. Don't bring him up.
Oh, no, that's not more too. But he haven't been playing the greatest this series. Like I said, he been inconsistent. He been in foul trouble a game or two too. Like he has to get his head in the game. And that's what I'm saying. Denver has what it takes to win the series, but Michael Porter Jr. got to get his head in the game. I know Joker had his one bad game, but Michael Porter Jr. got to be consistent for them to win this series.
I mean, bro, it was just the last game, though. I mean, I get
what you're saying. It was like the last two or three. He was playing a little shaky for me. When I was watching the game, he just didn't look like he was really making an impact, but.
Look, bro, I dig what you saying.
That's my guy, though.
I dig what you saying, but oh shit. But honestly, I just believe it was that last game, bro. When he had like 3 points, bro. Like, come on, bro. I think or five. What did he have? Like five? I think he had five or something.
He had three, and then it was two other games where he scored under 20. What I'm saying is the Michael Porter Jr.
I think he scored under 20 like every game, but it's like, bro, you don't need him.
He got 25 and 26, two games. But what I'm saying is, for them to win a series, Michael Porter Jr. got Gia 23, 24, 25. Like he gotta be consistent. Or even what he was doing a lot during the regular season for me, he was rebounding a lot. He hasn't been particularly great those three games either, rebounding. So what I'm saying is, I just need him to be consistent. I need him to have them consistent points and rebounds. Like every game, like for them to win this series, because they have enough, but I don't think they're going to do it. Because I think the pressure is on the Blazers to step up, and I think they're going to step up. I think them ancillary pieces is going to step up when Dame need them, and you know Dame going to be there. I think that pressure is on the Blazers, and like everybody else besides Dame, I think the pressure is on them at this point. They have to step up, bro. Like there's no excuse for it. So. With them stepping up means Michael Porter Jr. is going to have to be consistent if the Nuggets want to win another game, in my opinion, unless Joker about to go for 50.
That's a solid point.
He could do it, but he got to – that's crazy. Joker going for 50 is different. He definitely could do it, though.
Yeah. That's a solid point. I really can't. I don't have no rebuttal for that. That's a solid point, bro.
He just got to be consistent for me, bro. I love him, too. Don't get me wrong. I was hoping we took him instead of Bridges or whoever it was that year. I was like, damn, we waited for everybody else. Why can't we wait for him? But we didn't get him. And when the Nuggets got him, he said, I think we both said, oh, that's a steal.
We, yeah, for sure. I think we, not even think. 14. We said it on the podcast, bro.
Oh, that's a steal. I think the Clippers, did the Clippers draft him and trade him?
They got him at like 14. I don't even
know. No. The Clippers had two picks before the Nuggets. The Clippers had back-to-back picks before the Nuggets, and they didn't take him. We had the pick, then I think the Clippers had two back-to-back, and then it was the Nuggets, and the Nuggets ended up getting it.
Hey, because we was talking about earlier, or a couple of, it was episodes ago, Bobo, and we talk about him, and we talk about R.J. Hampton. We was
Orlando.
They got all these like steals, like, and we was like, shout out to their GM. I remember us talking about that for sure.
Yeah, whoever their GM is, too. I mean, you taking chances on all those players, I guess, too. But I mean, when it panned out good, I mean, hey, never know. Bobo might be the next one. Now he might get in the rotation next year.
Yo, I'm so mad because I thought this was going to be the year he's going to get in the rotation, but they waiting it out another year. But oh my God, when Bobo get in the rotation, boy, it's going to be crazy, bro. I feel like he could be in the rotation now, though. That's the crazy part. Like, I don't understand. Bro, he could be a Swiss Army knife. Bro, you know what he would do off the bench? He would cook the Trailblazers, bro. Like, but that's just me being a fan of Bobo. But I personally believe he'll be a Swiss Army knife. Like I said, Boban would be for the Clippers.
They're trying to get him right, bro. They trying to make sure everything good with him.
They trying to do the same thing that Orlando was doing with Mo Bamba.
Facts.
The same thing that everybody's trying to follow the blueprint that the Sixers did.
Right.
That's with the Embiid stuff. They trying to chill. They know these big guys is fragile. All right, come in. You ain't had that much basketball experience. All right, well, come on. Or even if you did, we know you might be injured. You might not be as big. You might not be ready to bang with people. Let's get your weight up. Let's get your conditioning up. You feel what I'm saying?
Everything off the rip.
Taco Fall too, bro. Like, guarantee, bro. He's gonna, bro. Trust me. Yeah. In the future, he's gonna be. And he a little older though. People don't know that he a little older, but because after he was a 4-year starter, but. Even him though, like, you know what I'm saying, they getting him ready, but they giving him a little bit more tick. But speaking of Taco though, that's crazy though. Brad Stevens, Danny Ainge retired and Brad Stevens took his job though, bro.
Yeah, and then they hired David Fizdale as the head coach.
They hired David Fizdale.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. Because I thought they was gonna hire Evan Turner.
Who?
Evan Turner.
The player?
He said the player. Yeah, you didn't know he was an assistant coach there? Jason Tatum vouched for him. He wanted him to be the head coach.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you heard that, though, because – I
didn't hear that.
I ain't going to lie. I've been real into the Twitter lately, bro. There'd be a lot of stuff on Twitter, bro, but if you didn't know. Get on that, John, bro. But – people was like after Danny Ainge retired earlier – everybody in Brad Stevens, they were saying Brad Stevens wasn't going to be the head coach no more, and he took his job.
Right.
Everybody on Twitter went crazy as far as the Boston fans, as far as Celtics fans. They went crazy saying that Evan Turner was – they wanted him to be the head coach. They like, oh, well, he's going to be the next head coach. Like, he's a big thing in Boston, bro. Like, I don't know if you know or anybody else know, because I didn't know this shit. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't know this shit until I started looking into it. Like, seriously, bro. Like, it was amazing for me to see. Funny. It was amazing for me to see, bro. Like, I was like, wow. Like, why do they love him so much? Like, I'm confused. What has he ever done? Like, what is it? But I don't know. They love him. They left him as an assistant coach. I guess he's very pivotal in their success. If that's what it's looking like with the young boys and the development of all their young players, it's looking like he's one of those assistant coaches that takes the young guys under his wing and, you know, coach them up. So Jason Tatum vouched for him as the head coach. And so I was surprised by that. That was definitely a surprise.
Okay. Jason Tatum vouched for him, and then they hired David Fizdale. Interesting.
So that might be a story down the line that Jason Tatum – vouch for him as a head coach and they chose somebody else.
Yeah.
That might be a story, but we don't know. But y'all heard it here first. Or I'm just saying, bro, fuck y'all talking about June 2nd, 2021, 11:33 p.m. Fuck you talking about.
Real rap. But that's wild. I mean, well, I guess we'll see. I think David Fizdale is a good coach though. I think he's a solid coach. I won't say I don't think. I don't know if he's the
– give him a chance. Don't say nothing about him, bro. You don't know.
I say this about a coach. I would say this about any coach.
Dave Fistel was a great coach. He's a good coach.
I think he's a great coach. I don't know if he's the coach that's going to be the end all be all for them.
Why would you say that?
Tom Thibodeau like that too. I don't think he's going to be the end all be all for the Knicks.
Why? Why?
I don't know. It's just
he had a good season.
No, he did. He did. But it's like, you know, certain coaches come in 4 or 5 years, maybe 6, maybe 7.
Fizdale didn't get a good chance.
I know. I agree. They gave Tom Thibodeau his job.
Like, what are you talking about right now?
But they didn't even give that man a chance.
He was out there. He had Alonzo Trier in the rotation and nobody was fucking with him. Now, when you hear from Alonzo Trier, I think they probably done traded him or something. You feel what I'm saying? He was out there hooping, bro. He got the Knicks to where they at, bro. It's like the same thing with the Steve Kerr thing. He got the Knicks. He was like, you can start to see the Knicks starting to be better. And I don't care what nobody say, bro. Everybody started to see that shit. When Dave Fizdale got there, they started to play harder. They started to play defense better and all that shit. And then they brought Tom Thibodeau in there. He's a better defensive coach. I know that. I'm not stupid. He's a better defensive coach. They brought him in there, and now he gets all the credit. No, man. Like, Dave Fizdale was already doing that. He was already setting everything up, and Tom Thibodeau just came and stepped in and just cleaned it up. You feel what I'm saying? He straightened the tie up. You feel what I'm saying? He taught him how to get the tie straight. You feel what I'm saying? Dave Fizdale just had him out there. He didn't know how to tie the tie quite yet. And Dave, you know what I'm saying? That's all he did. He cleaned it up.
Bro, some coaches is going to be there for 5, 6, 7 years. Some coaches is going to be there for 30 years. That's just how it go. It's that simple for real.
He's talking about some 30 years.
It's that simple. Brett Brown, how long he's with the Sixers? 6, 7 years maybe?
Bro, it's not that simple. That's a bad statement by you. That's a very bad statement by you. It's not popular in the league to have a coach for a long time.
You said it's not popular?
It's not popular in the league to have a coach for a long time. No, it's not. So what are you talking about?
I agree. That's why I'm saying some coaches stay for 5, 6, 7 years, and some coaches.
Every coach stayed 5 for 6 years. What are you talking about? I mean, there's only Greg Popovich. There's like Carlisle from fucking Dallas. I don't know how he still got his job.
Steve Kerr probably about to be there forever, but like you said, he got that job from Mark Jackson.
But I'm talking about guys that already didn't, bro. Besides Carlisle and what's the name? Greg Popovich, who else been coached for a long time?
Nobody, for real. Eric Spoelstra.
Spoelstra, yep. We was thinking the same fucking thing. Spoelstra?
That's really it.
Bro, get what I'm saying? Like, that's not a thing. That was a bad statement, bro.
How was it a bad statement if I'm literally saying some coaches...
It's not 50-50. You said it's either you've been for a long time 50-50. Or you're not. No, you even...
I'm not, bro, I never said it was 50-50. I'm just saying you're either one type of coach or you're going to be the other type of coach. Either you're going to be a...
Oh, my God. You
5 or 6 year coach or you're going to be a coach that's there for 30 years. It's that simple. It's just different strokes for different folks.
All right, bro.
You might have a rare case where you're there for 12, 13 years. It's different strokes for different folks. Everybody is not going to be a 30-year, 10-year head coach, bro. It doesn't happen like that for everybody.
It doesn't happen like that for anybody. That's what I'm saying. This is a bad point. You're making a bad point right now, bro. It's a super bad point that you're making right now. It's irrelevant. Like, it doesn't, like, with this point doesn't mean anything. Like, what are you talking about? No coach lasts in the league. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like,
there's coaches that do last in the league, but okay.
No, who? Besides the coaches that we named, bro, every time. The Cavs, while LeBron was with them, they hired a dude who was coaching for 1-2 years.
LeBron coaches those teams. I'm not talking about LeBron.
I'm just saying, though. This is
I don't want to bring LeBron into it. I don't even want to bring him into it.
He's different. But still, though, like, you know what I'm saying, bro.
I know what you're saying, but, like... I don't know. I guess that era did die with all the
senior coaches.
But I think it's gonna come back around, bro. Slowly but surely, I think it's gonna come back around.
You think Doc gonna be with us for a while?
I think he should. I think we should give him a chance to be like a 10-year head coach. I think he could really. I don't know. I like the culture that Doc builds places. The team just got to be ready to win. The team just got to be ready to win. I like the culture he builds, though. The Celtics was tough. The Clippers, even though they didn't win a championship, they were pretty tough. Like, DeAndre and them used to be out there, like,
ready. Yo, everybody ruined what Doc had going on. Doc had a good thing going on with the Clippers. The
culture
was
pretty tough. I like the culture Doc builds. I think he should be a 10-year head coach, but we're going to see how it goes, bro. But I think he could? Yes. I think he could.
I don't think he is, bro, because I don't think he can handle Philly media, bro. He be snapping. He can't do that in Philly, bro. Like, we not going for that, bro.
He can't do that. Like, bro. He was about to start crying in that joint.
Yeah, bro. You tripping, bro. You getting too emotional. You taking it too personal. You need to chill out, bro. You in Philly. He talking about only in Philadelphia. Hold there. Hold on. Hold your horses.
You crazy.
Hold your horses, big fella. Don't say nothing like that, bro. You a Philly head coach. Don't say nothing like that. Right. As a Philadelphian, I've been living in Philadelphia my whole life. Don't say nothing like that, bro. Like, I'm just saying, that's not going to end well for you saying something like that. Like, right. Only in Philadelphia will.
You will be only up out of here.
Only in Philadelphia. What you trying to say then? Like, what the Philly versus everybody? What you trying to say? Like, so for that reason, if Doc doesn't learn how to, like, take himself out of stuff and to not be so personal and not get so emotional, he's not going to last here. So I don't think he's going to last. That's why I brought it up, because I don't think he's going to last, because he keeps trying to defend Ben Simmons. It's kind of pissing me. It's really pissing me off.
Yeah.
It's really pissing me off, because people don't even be, like, even asking him nothing like that. And he just take it to a whole nother level and they be blowing me. I'll be like, bro, what are you talking about, bro? They literally just asked you if a team do this in the next round and they do the heck of Ben Simmons, where you take him out?
What are you going to do, right?
Are you telling me that we need to take Ben Simmons off for the entire game? If you're telling me that, then you don't know basketball. Like, yo, what are you talking about? I literally was just asking you a question, bro. I'm a reporter. This is my job. To ask questions. Right, basically. Like, I that's all I can do. That question, bro. Like, they pay me to ask questions. Like, I'm asking you a question, bro. I'm
trying to ask you a good question and get a good response, and you answer me like a dick.
Which is a great question. Like, it was a great question. That was a great question. Like, yo, if teams do this in the future, will you consider taking him out?
Right.
Are you saying take Ben Simmons out the game?
Yes.
They was like, they're sitting there probably like, yeah. And he like, no. What I said. He was like, I'm not going to take that suggestion. So if you think I should take Ben Simmons out, then that's all I know. You don't know basketball. And I'm just looking at this dude like, wait, what are you talking about, bro? Like, what? Wait. She was saying, like,
she bro was took the combo somewhere totally different.
Yeah, bro. He was like, he turned right up. Like, bro, he irked. Like, you just somebody been asking this girl break up. What do you mean? Like, bro, I told you we didn't break up. I told you that we just on a break. Like, he went crazy. Like, I'm like, yo, relax. She just asked you a simple question, bro. She just want to know.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. So I just don't feel like Doc gonna last,
bro. I mean, I see what you're saying from that perspective, bro. I ain't even think about it that way. That's a good jump. He might not last with the Philly media, because they're going to keep asking him the same questions. I mean,
that's what he don't when understand.
They
see
you getting emotional, they probably going to ask you even dumber questions to you, to what you think is a dumb question.
It's going to get worse and worse for him. That's what's wrong. That's what people don't understand about coming to Philly, bro. It's going to get worse and worse.
Especially if you're extra.
If you antagonizing the fans and you antagonizing the media, you know how bad it's going to get for you in Philly. We're going to run you right out of here. Philly ain't.
Don't run Doc out, man.
We can't. It's the best thing that happened to us as a coach. Exactly. Like, we can't run him out of here. But I'm saying, I think he is going to leave, because I don't think it's going to be us. I think it's going to be him. I think he's going to leave. He's going to be like, you know what? These Philly people, I can't deal with this. Like, they're ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think he's going to get to that point. Shit. I think it is. I mean, if he don't win us a chip within these next couple years, it's going to get bad for him.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all. For real. That's crazy, though, that you said it. Now it's making me really think about it. But I ain't really got nothing else, bro. I'm trying to think of what else I had.
No, that was a good joint though, but we can end it right here. I just wanted to say, for me to leave it off, I ain't got nothing else to say after this. Don't ask me nothing. The Clippers better win this damn game tonight. I think they still losing, but the Clippers better win this damn game. Luka is hurt. Win this damn game. Win me my money. That's all I got to say.
Oh, yeah, it's tied right now. What's my last thing? Oh, if I could find a fantasy football league where I could get Kyler drafted at a valuable spot, I think I'm taking Kyler as my QB1 this year. That's a hot take.
Bro, I want to get you on camera because we always say this off camera.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to do a separate playlist this year for I'm Just Saying Bro Fantasy?
What you mean a separate playlist? Like talking specifically?
On a YouTube channel, yes. I'm talking about fantasy, bro.
Specifically fantasy? I'm winning.
Should we just show the world? Should we give the world our secrets? Should we do it? Because I want to get you on camera. I want to get you on camera, and I want to know, what do you want to do, bro? Me and you really good at this fantasy stuff. Should we? Because we started it and then we stopped. I say, I don't know if I want to give up the secret. Should we give them the secrets, bro? Should we give them the secrets to win some money this year, man?
If we really
are we going to put some money in people's pockets, bro? Is that what we're going to do this year, bro? Because we put money in our own pockets, but we got to share the wealth, bro.
That's a fact. I mean, if we're going to do it, we got to be consistent. I'm down, though.
You with it, I'm with it. We on camera.
I think we could do a regular episode and an episode of fantasy a week. The fantasy don't even got to be a long episode.
Say less. We on camera.
Yeah, I know.
It's no bullshit after this. All right, say less then.
I know.
It's Stamp. I'm Just Saying Bro Fantasy. Coming to y'all soon, man. We out of here. Episode 81.
81, man. Peace.